you want to communicate with people around the world? Here, use my crystal ball.
Podcast Bone Phone.
On the Bone Phone, I've got Ted Daugherty, the author of Knott's Halloween Haunt, A Picture History, out now. Hey, Ted, so talk to me about the book. How did you end up getting into writing a book and putting an entire book together about Knott's Scary Farm?
Yeah, I've been attending Halloween Haunt for many years, since the late 80s, and have gone every year religiously. And in the year 2000, a buddy of mine created a website named ultimatehaunt.com, which was the Internet's first substantive website on not Halloween Haunt. There wasn't really very much out there on the Internet. And based off of that, it was a huge response. People loved it from all over the world, and we started meeting a lot of people and started to kind of uncover a lot of the haunt's past, because much of it had never been published before. And so we published a lot of that stuff on the website over the years. And in 2004, I worked as an associate producer on the documentary for Halloween Haunt, Season of Screams. And through that, we were able to get a lot of historical interviews and got into the Knott's archives a little bit. And we're able to kind of tell the story about how this event came to be and why it is so, had such a huge impact on the industry. And I also worked the event for 10 years as one of the character slider monsters in their Ghost Town Scare Zone. And so being backstage and having the website and the documentary, there were still a lot of unanswered questions as to how this event really began and what the early years were like, because Knott's did not keep a lot of their early archives for this event. And so I decided a few years back to say, you know what, I'm going to find the answers to these questions. And it got to a point where I conducted like 80 interviews, went through thousands of photos, went into the depths of Knott's archives, and discovered, you know what, this is not all going to fit on my website. And so I decided to put it all into a book, and it was released last year in conjunction with the 40th anniversary of the event.
So who were the original creators of the Knott's Scary Farm?
Well, that was something that needed to be uncovered. Really what happened, long story short, was there was a local television horror host. Most cities across the country had those back in the 60s and the 70s. And he was really popular here in Southern California. The character was Seymour, the Master of Macabre. And it was a very popular television show at the time. And the actor who portrayed Seymour, Larry Vincent, actually contacted Knott's Berry Farm to say, hey, listen, and to promote the television show, I'm doing these live appearances, and I actually tried this at another park named Magic Mountain that's not far from Knott's Berry Farm. I tried that, and it didn't go over too well because the event wasn't really controlled or anything, and so we'd like to try this at Knott's Berry Farm. I can be inside your theater, and I can basically do a live version of my TV show inside your theater. And he pitched that to a gentleman by the name of Bill Hollingshead, who was basically the head of entertainment at Knott's Berry Farm at the time, and he thought that was a great idea. And he also thought, well, you know what, we can actually create an event around this, a Halloween-related event around it, and that was pretty much the genesis of the first haunt. And so all the different departments for Knott's Berry Farm got together to find out, what can we do to decorate and kind of bring the spirit to life for Halloween at Knott's Berry Farm.
How has the haunt evolved over the years since 73?
Well, it's gotten massive. You know, the thing about it was, you know, it sold out its very first year, and that was something I really wanted to kind of find out why. How? I mean, it had to have been beyond just decent marketing. And so I had to really research the local haunted attraction environment and culture in Southern California at the time. And a lot of it was kind of nationwide. You know, you had your JC haunted houses, you had your Campus Life haunted houses that really were popular in the late 60s and early 70s. And these were just massive. By 1972, there were over 100 Campus Life haunted houses that draped the nation, and they were like, you know, there was, you know, one right next to Knott's Berry Farm, and so people were really into this thing, and just a few miles away from Knott's Berry Farm is a Disneyland, and the Haunted Mansion opened in 1969, and people, that kind of proved that people really kind of like to be spooked in the dark, and you match that with, you know, the fun houses at carnivals, you match that with the onslaught of the horror movies that were coming out around the time, like Exorcist and stuff. So people were really kind of getting into this thing. And so Knott's succeeded from night one, year one. When the event first started, they only had a couple small attractions that were rethemed. The log ride, which is a dark ride, you know, log flume ride, and the Calico Mine ride. And they had a kind of a walk-through mild attraction that was a permanent structure named the Haunted Shack. In the late 70s is when they started to add more mazes or haunted houses. And now it's at the point where they've got 13 attractions for the event with 3 scare zones and numerous shows. So it's really just gotten massive.
What are we going to find in the book?
The book has pretty much everything you would ever want to know about the terrifying world of Halloween Haunt. It's got its history, and basically it goes through the years and shows step by step how it has evolved, including all those interviews I had mentioned before, and over 300 pictures outline all of it, and everything from the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s into the current era. And it really kind of focuses in on a lot of the psychology, especially behind the design of the haunted houses and the philosophies behind the characters and the monsters and the talent and how they have evolved over these years and really, like I said before, kind of really honed it in and turned it into this massive machine.
All right, Ted, so where can people buy the book?
They can get the book through my website, ultimatehaunt.com, and if they do, I'll throw in something pretty cool, and it's also available on Amazon.com.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.